City Secretary Lubbock, Texas. Becky Garza, good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Hey, okay, so he filed on Tuesday. You reviewed this, and, you know, we were under the impression that, 48 to 36 hours was when something was going to happen. First off, there are deficiencies. Before we go into what they are, how long do they have to repair these defects in the petition?
Okay. And let me just back it up a little bit. He filed on Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. I'm sorry.
Yes, Wednesday. And we had 48 hours to review the petition, but we concluded that yesterday and notified him of the defects. They have till 4 o'clock today to amend their petition.
Okay. Now, as I see these defects, you have section like 212.007 to state each requesting person's name, residence, and if authorization to obtain the recount is based on eligibility to vote in the election, voter registration number, and county of registration if the election covers territory in more than one county. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, only the first part of this one applies. Let me see. Which one are you talking about? Number seven?
Number seven. Number seven. Yeah.
Okay. No, this one doesn't apply. The recount petitioner, basically what that means is whoever's filing the recount petition, they need to provide their name and residence address. And we did that. That was not, the residence address was not provided.
On any of them?
Well, it's called a petition, but it's really not a petition. That's just what it's called. Basically, in Election Code Section 212, it outlines step-by-step everything that has to be, it has to be written. So everything that has to be included. And then Secretary of State provides a form that covers almost all of this.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that Frank didn't put his name, address, and phone number there?
He put his name is on there. We just didn't have his address on there.
Oh, complete information. Okay, I get it.
We didn't have complete information, yes. He didn't satisfy that requirement.
Okay, number nine, state the mailing address, at least one telephone number, if any, at which the person requesting the recount or an agent identified name may receive notice given under this title. So is that kind of lumped together with seven?
You would think it would be, but it's a little different because they make it different in the law. This one says, this is the petitioner's, seven says, this is the petitioner's name and at residence address. Number nine says, this is who you're going to give notice to. This is my mailing address, and this is my contact information. Or if you don't want to get it, you have an agent, like an attorney, you can list their information. But that was not completed either way.
Okay. Number 10, state the mailing address and at least one telephone number, if any, at which the opposing candidate for the office or agents identified by name may receive notice given under this title. So I guess Victor's information was not provided.
Nor Lana Moore's information. This is something because the law requires us to give notice to the opposing candidates also. And the law requires that the petitioner provides us the information so we can contact them. So that was not done.
Okay. And finally, I guess the fourth deficiency is it's supposed to be accompanied by a deposit provided in subchapter E of the section 212.00111. Okay, now, there seems to be a little controversy with this because as we had visited with you, if this was going to take place, I was under the impression that it was a $4,000 fee based on the number of voting locations. The deposit that was paid was not $4,000, yes?
That's correct. We maintained since Monday after we talked to Secretary of State's office that it would be $4,000 because they told us we calculated 39 vote centers, that's 3,900, plus 100 more for early voting. So since Monday, we've maintained it's $4,000. I mean, on Tuesday morning, I had conversation via telephone with Mr. Gutierrez and passed that information on to him and recommended they call Secretary of State's office, just like I did, to confirm that number.
Hey, Laura, you know what I was kind of wondering? because there were only really four provisional votes in the lurch, and we had talked to Becky, you know, several days ago, I'm wondering whether he asked for an electronic count or a manual count. What would you have asked for?
You know, I don't even want to give an opinion on that, because if whatever they asked for, if it didn't work out for them, they're saying, well, the city secretary recommended we do that.
Well, actually, I wasn't putting you on the spot. I was asking.
Oh, you're putting Laura on the spot.
Yeah, I was putting Laura on the spot. What would you have asked for, Laura?
I don't know.
Would you have done a manual or electronic? What's the difference between the manual and electronic counts?
You know, the electronic count, we're going to go through, and it'll be similar to the numbers that how the numbers were done on election night.
Got about 30 seconds.
Okay, other than it will include, like, the mail ballots and any provisional ballots that we looked at, that the ballot board looked at. Manual count will involve pulling all the ballots from the whole election.
All right. Hey, mm-hmm. Becky, thanks for calling in this morning.
It would be a combination of the two.
You'd think, yeah. Hey, Becky, thanks for joining us this morning and checking in. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Have a great day.